All right. So let me just start it off. So let's just talk about our feelings about The Last Jedi.
I'm watching it for Luke Skywalker, and I'm hopeful that it turns it around, that they address a lot of the bad storytelling that Abrams put out there. And it sounds like that, because even after when The Force Awakens came out, Abrams was getting pestered by questions. People just had a ton of questions about, what does this mean? What's going on with this? And that his mysterious one-liners about, you will soon learn, and we should reveal all soon. And I'm hopeful that they'll spend the time to address this mess. Going to be focused on, and she's not a strong enough actress or character.
Yeah, I re-examined her in The Force Awakens, and she was pretty wooden in that movie.
Wasn't that her first movie?
Star Wars is nothing. I believe she's done a couple other things, but
I think she may have done independent films.
Yeah, I think she did some English stuff, but even in Murder on the Orient Express, she was terrible. So that makes two movies right now. So, and Star Wars, honestly, I've never seen a Star Wars movie with actually good acting. Not seen a single one where the acting was like anything less than like, oh man, this is bad. And so I really don't rate an actor or their acting abilities and everything. They're not entertaining. I mean, it's too much of the whole, she's got this mysterious ability to know how to do everything. Well, you can't build a character off of that. Mysterious parentage. Like,
it's like you're trying to make her perfect.
What happened? I don't care about that. But the fact that Luke Skywalker's in it, I know who Luke Skywalker is. I'm down with that. Like, I'm down to see what's going on with that.
Jay says like they were trying to make her perfect, but I don't think it was necessarily trying to make her perfect. I think they're trying to set her up for whoever she's supposed to be, that it makes sense when they finally answer the question on why she's so strong and powerful and all the other stuff. Bottom line, this movie has to answer all the questions. And I think that's what the whole purpose of this is. That's why JJ has nothing to do with it. And Rian Johnson was tasked with, okay, now you have to answer all the questions that people have after Force Awakens. Who the hell is Snoke? Why is he this badass person that Kylo Ren is so talking to in a hologram? What's up with Kylo Ren? Why the hell did he just kill his father? Did Luke train him? What went wrong? Luke, where the hell you been? Why are you sitting on this island by yourself just staring into no man's land? Why does Daisy know how to use the Force? Why is she so Force powerful? All these questions are supposed to be answered in this movie.
And because, probably one will be answered.
So far from what I'm hearing, a lot of stuff gets answered. 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Well, the one that you have to look forward to is J.J. Abrams coming back for the last movie.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, but,
and like I said, that's a problem. But I'm not looking to that movie yet. Because right now, get me through these 2 hours and 45 minutes. I'll say this right now to anybody. If after this 2 hours and 45 minutes this weekend, if you absolutely don't like this movie, if it leaves you mind-boggled and you're like, what in the world, this makes no sense, don't go see any more Star Wars from here on out. Because I'm telling you now, you're just going to be pissed off each time. That's honestly how I feel. But again, like I told Jay before, if this movie has an oh shit moment, and by oh shit, I mean literally, it doesn't have to be on the level of Luke, I am your father, but it has to be on the level of the whole entire audience looking at each other with their mouths dropped like, huh? I ain't see that coming.
I think I already know the moment, man. I think I already know. This is my theory. You ready for it? It's going to be a double turn. It's going to be a double turn.
But like, what is this wrestling?
In other words, you think Luke's going to the dark side and Kylo's going to the good or vice versa,
he
whatever.
He killed his dad. It's too late.
No, it's not.
Did he kill his dad?
It makes sense. Yeah, he killed him. Harrison Ford.
Pretty sure he slashed him.
But did he kill his dad? You know what I'm saying? I understand Harrison Ford is done. But did you see him light the lightsaber?
Okay, Jay. Did you see Kylo Ren actually take the lightsaber and actually stab him? All you saw was a lightsaber pierce him. Han Solo could have just done it himself.
But he fell down the chasm.
So he purposely fell down the...
He stabbed himself and killed himself. So that his son could do whatever.
He died.
Reminiscent of another Star Wars movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's reminiscent, but I'm expecting a double turn. For some reason,
I mean, there are some ways that this movie can be good. Ray, so I'll accept that.
He's expecting the dark side.
He's expecting Ray to turn heel. And Kylo Ren to turn face.
Exactly. And the reason why is because I just want to know where's my part in all of this. And then you see Kylo Ren extend his hand and all that. It could be like just creative editing, which I'm quite sure it is.
Yeah.
But let's just say if that's the catch. No, Kylo Ren came back, lost Daisy to the dark side, which caused him to go ape shit because he lost another pupil. I mean, it's so many damn things. And I mean, I like the whole secrecy behind it, but I'm not really invested like I normally would be. I'm kind of like, okay, well, just wait and see.
Yeah,
is that part when he was fighting Ray and he started pumping his chest like
he's supposed to be an immature brat? This is exactly why he is who he is.
Like, that has no place in the Star Wars movie.
It does.
No, it does. Wait, not. No,
when did Luke get his training?
It does, because Anakin was
it really doesn't.
Right. When did Luke get his training, and when did Anakin really start training? Second movie.
And fucking with Anakin was immature as fuck.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I understand it doesn't make sense, but I'm telling you, Force Awakens is literally Phantom Menace, and Phantom Menace is a piece of shit other than Darth Maul. Who they killed? Like some dumbass.
Kylo Ren was a more interesting character with the mask on.
Oh, yeah, he should have never took it off. I was disappointed as hell when he took it off. I was like, no, you shouldn't have done that.
It was like, you're a monster. It's like, well.
Even his voice, I was like, dude, come on. I don't need the Head and Shoulders of Perk Plus look. Like, put the mask back on.
Like a fucking anime villain and shit.
Like, look at me now. What is this?
Because when he first showed up, when they fired the phaser gun, and he stopped it in a minute, I was like, okay, we're working with something. Then all of a sudden, I was just like, really? This dude just went straight downhill. What in the hell is going on?
I'm just waiting for the Billy Dee Williams style character to come back.
Only thing I want to know is who the hell is Snoke and what's the deal. That's it.
Yeah, I just want to know what's up with Rey.
Everything else, really don't care. Rey, the only question I got for her is who were your parents? That's it. Are you a Kenobi, a Skywalker? Are you related to Anakin? What's the deal? That's it. That's all I need to know.
Her father's Yoda.
Hey, you never know. Yoda been around so long. He might have tapped a few.
So many, like, possible stories to this shit. I just wanted to see what they came up with, and hopefully it has my mind boggled, and then I'd be like, oh shit, I'm looking forward to the next one. Or it's just like, man, I'm gonna see all of it just complete the series.
If you all come back with positive reviews, then the movie's great. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you now, I'm already probably like a 9 or 10 just on that.
Positive reviews can be a 7.
Based on what y'all just said about Force Awakens, you know, and Rogue One, you know, come then, on now. Yeah. I'm telling you now.
Positive reviews is like a fucking 6 for Star Wars right now.
Look, if you give it a 6, I'm going to be shocked at this point. I'm telling you. I'm trying to temper my excitement because I've been trying to temper it for weeks. Because I had high hopes for this movie. And I don't want to be disappointed. I just need a question to myself.
I haven't watched any of the trailers. I kind of stayed away from all the talk about it and everything, mostly because I was just so disappointed with Force Awakens.
I sent you some earlier, Jay.
So.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it has no spoilers in it. It was just after the premiere, all the critics were coming out and basically saying that the movie's great. Mark Hamill, easily best Luke Skywalker performance ever, period. Leia's awesome. Best performance, period, of her career. And then basically everybody just said the same thing. Don't read nothing this week because you do not want spoilers. You know, it will ruin the movie.
They said the same thing about Force Awakens.
Yeah, but again,
they were all Google and Gaga over Force Awakens. I saw that mess. I was
because
like,
they did say that
because it was supposed to pull at your heartstrings. It served the purpose.
Pull a single one of my heartstrings. All it did is pull my anger.
Because it wasn't for you. This is what I'm telling you. It's for little kids who are like 3 or 4 years old who don't care about none of that shit that y'all have a problem with. Don't care anything about it. They looked at Kylo Ren and some little girl was like, wow, I'm googly eyed. That's what it was for. It ain't for us. It's literally not for us at all.
I mean, no, like I said, I get that. I mean, that's not my issue. It's just like, it's not for us. Like the music, like for example, I put music as a perspective. Like music nowadays, that shit ain't for us. Okay, you may not feel it, but you got to respect where it came from. Don't just fucking change everything up because, I want to do my own thing. Yeah, but you know what?
Came from the garbage. That's the way this is. That's fine for them not to respect the legacy.
He's saying it's fine for them
to do their own thing, but respect where it came from. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you can blame Kennedy for that from the get-go. They were like, George Lucas doesn't know what he's talking about. Anything he's ever done after Return of the Jedi invalidated immediately. So they ditched the expanded universe because it was too confusing to them.
I mean, the expanded universe, man, come on, Knights of the Old Republic. You really could do a whole trilogy. I had nothing to do with the Skywalkers off of that shit alone? That shit's crazy.
I think they didn't go that route because they didn't believe it would actually be successful.
Even the MMO is still pretty good.
I don't even think they're using, like, people that actually love the franchise.
Well, no. I mean, like I said, Rian Johnson said on Kimmel that he's making new characters, whole new storyline for this new trilogy that he's going to do. But then when they came with Rogue One and then Han Solo, those are all supposed to be movies that are supposed to go back to the Lucas stuff and explain who they are and tell you all these different stories and things you haven't seen and all that.
No,
I mean, like, it's kind of backstory and really explain it in full detail, show you some of Han Solo's young adventures and all that kind of stuff. Problem with that movie is it became a comedy, so they fired the director and hired Ron Howard to fix everything. And I think part of the issue is they shouldn't have gone with Han Solo first. I always said either go with Obi-Wan Kenobi or more importantly should just went with Boba Fett because nobody knows shit about Boba Fett. That movie would have fucking worked. Would have worked great.
Shit.
Yes. And when you really think about it, look at Boba Fett's screen time. There's not much. You don't know anything unless you read books. So a Boba Fett movie would have been your ace in the hole.
That's why I was pissed about the whole Mandalorian thing being done. That shit's gone. Non-existent. Bye-bye.
I think in the next 5 to 6 years, I think they make a decision to finally do the movie. I'll be honest with you. I do think they're going to end up doing it. They should have just did it first. But, you know, Kathleen Kennedy don't know who I am and don't listen to us yet. But when she hears it, she'll wake up.